It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot this morning?
You know, I'm going to go with corn and soybeans. Primarily the soybean market is, we're seeing some pretty good strength in those too. We gapped higher over Sunday night into Monday morning's performance. A lot of it due to the hot and dry forecast that's being forecasted for a majority of the major growing regions across the U.S. But put a little grain of salt with that, though, as we're going to also be seeing the Pro Farmer Tour take place this week. And that the market definitely is going to be paying attention to what they find in those surveys.
Yeah, coupled to that, and I think we had fund traders a little shorter than what everybody was expecting, too.
Exactly. So that's going to help a little bit. Now, we need to see this afternoon's crop progress report will likely show an improvement again because of the rains and the better temperatures. But, you know, that heat came in late last week, and that might have started to impact a little bit. The biggest question is what's going to be the impact on soybeans, and that's what the market's watching.
Right. What's not hot with this market then?
You know, I'm going to go along with wheat, you know, especially the Kansas City and the Minneapolis, of course. The warm, dry forecast is going to allow for harvest to gear up in the northern plains. That's going to certainly put some pressure in on the spring wheat market. But we're also seeing lack of demand and good planting progress down in the southern plains, or at least weather to encourage good planting down in the winter wheat region. So I think wheat's going to struggle here a little bit.
Yeah, you mentioned lack of demand. That's going to be the big driver, right?
It is. I mean, it's really poor what we're seeing as far as demand is concerned. USDA lowered their export numbers in the last report. Of course, that down to 700, which I think is the lowest we've seen in 40 years. So that is really going to continue to be the black cloud that hangs over the wheat market.
It's Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.